Hey, it's Ragged Edge Radio broadcast today, and here we go again, quoting, like his predecessors, President Biden issued a proclamation on the National Day of Prayer this week. But one word was missing. God. Is it by design? Is there a design right now with the modern-day Democratic Party? I think there really is. You know, when they did their convention, God was taken out of the Pledge of Allegiance, and it was by design and removal. And that's again, a demonstration of what's behind the entire party. And so, though there be those that would absolutely and utterly disagree, I think the spirit of Antichrist, I think the nation that I live in, the nation that I love, the nation that that is handing itself over to the dark side, wide open to the judgment of God, abortion, the drug issues, the perversion issues, and so forth. And just, listen, you can't just live and spit in the face of God. No national leaders, leadership, nations that choose to do so will do very, very well. Here's what it says. Throughout our history, Americans of many religions and belief systems have turned to prayer for strength, hope, and guidance. Biden's proclamation reads, prayer has nourished countless souls and powered moral movements, including essential fights against racial justice. There you go. Child labor and infringement on the rights of disabled Americans. Prayer is also a daily practice for many, whether it is to ask for help or strength or to give thanks over blessings bestowed. No God in the President of the United States National Day of Prayer. I'm so thankful for my wife, hundreds and hundreds of others, downtown Canton, down there, Sherry from our teams, our SII teams, down there, National Day of Prayer yesterday, just pouring out the prayers, person after person, pouring out the prayers, the songs, and so forth. Thank God for the millions world, you know, nationwide anyway. And that the only hope really there is and I believe that that's not only possible, but maybe imminent too. The most powerful revivals that have ever occurred, they're yet before us. Don't forget James 5 and the kind of prayer warriors. Don't forget Acts 4 and what could happen. Don't forget the book of Acts as a whole, the God that sends angels and earthquakes and shakes buildings and raises the dead and moves and gives visions and dreams and signs and wonders to the glory of Christ, the salvation of lives and the good strengthening of the body of Christ. That's what God does do, and we're glad for that today. Glad for you today, love you today in Christ. This is that day he has made. This is the day every promise, every truth, everything is there. Don't let the devil lie. Don't let the world suck you in. Don't give in to the old stuff. Live in the new, and walk in the Spirit. You know, keep in step, walk in the Spirit. If you're born of the Spirit of God, walk in the Spirit of God, and you will do well. I'm glad to be here on a Friday night with you. I'm thinking about, throughout the day, all the different individuals and people and some that have just written lately. We've gotten to some, by the way, this last week. Some of the team members have also been able to engage and contact some that have emailed in, and we're glad for that. Now, one thing I want to mention, most may not know, some of you will, from True Hope Ministry, Nancy. Nancy has been a counselor for many years, and just a tremendous ministry. I was introduced to the ministry, and I believe, I want to say, because I don't have all my stuff in front of me here as far as information, but out of Texas. And I was informed, I believe, last week, and we had mentioned on the radio, and my wife and I and others, they're all praying for Nancy. She got the COVID stuff. And she's in the hospital, yep. And then it turned worse, and then I got a notification yesterday how serious and decisions had to be made. Well, today, Nancy has absent from the body, now present with the Lord. And there is, listen, in the world that you and I live in, there's all kinds of things that can, you know, come to us, and whether it's old age or the events of life or diseases or whatever else, there is violence and things like that out there. In the world, in this jungle of sin, Satan, and all this lostness, in the end of days, there's trouble, there's turbulence, there's pandemics, pestilence, and it does kill hundreds of millions, and, well, you and I both know what's to come. So we just lift up our friends there, all the counselors and helpers and just the family behind Nancy, and just pray right now that, Father, according to 2 Corinthians 2, you're the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and you do comfort us in all our comforts, and you do come right alongside. It's the word paraclesis. God just gets right down there next to us and engages and helps us. And it might be a word. It might be his presence. It might be an act. It might be that he sends somebody. There's all, you know, let God do his work. He does it perfectly. You know, it's very important in prayer, even when it comes to answers in prayer. You ever sit back and think how God can actually answer it? I hope you don't need to do this. It's kind of funny, actually, to try to describe to God how he could actually answer a prayer. I think that God is the expert. We're the learners. We're never going to get on his level, nor can we answer the prayers. You realize that, right? You and I can't do that part of it. The part we have, by faith, believing him boldly before the throne, the most powerful location, powerful person, power itself, promises, astounding, the throne of grace. And you read about that in Hebrews 4. Again, welcome to this evening as we get into, we have been on a major quest in the last few weeks and probably going to continue, maybe much of May, I don't know. We all know about some of the great abominations, in a sense. If you were thinking of the camps, if you, you know, you think in terms of what's going on around the world, human trafficking, you know, we say, I have a t-shirt on today, actually I have it on today, and I, it says right on a big print in front of it, one is too many, millions are an atrocity. That's on our SIUcrimes.com site, and that's just something that's burned into me, that one individual that has been, you know, that is used and abused, or in life, robbed, and you know, you know a lot of the stories here in Akron, close to where I was born and raised, but the shootings and the carjackings and some of the brutality, it's just up. And here in Little Canton that I live in, I think we counted over 18 little gangs in the area. You know, where I live, some of the big crimes, home break-ins and stealing cars and carjackings, let alone the drug issues and so forth. So we know it's here, and that's part of the sin issue, and Satan is elevating that. We're told by Jesus in Matthew 24 that that iniquity, that wickedness will abound. It'll become very, it's going to cause people sadness and depression and harm. And, you know, you may have been the recipient of someone else's major sin issues that's even a crime. I think it's all crime. But I think one individual, and so I'm thankful for Nancy and the entire True Hope, all the counselors there. I don't know all of them personally. We had one session, literally, I think, another question and answer thing, and they're out there just helping some of the most broken people in life. I'm going to tell you right now that all the brokenness, everything else I've seen over all these years, if we did not have the mission of Jesus, which is Luke 4, and that mission, again, is just stated in the most powerful way. I think that I'm going to tell you this again. I'm going to draw back today just for a moment. If you have the live notes, by the way, again, Ragged Edge Radio Broadcast, this is Russ Dizdar, main website, shatterthedarkness.net. And then you can go to theraggededgeradio.com, We have live notes. I have notes. I kind of outline things that I do in advance. So I began to type them out and put them up, and folks have loved it. And I put resources and materials, things you can continue to study with. And so this is a major, major one. Already, in this last 4 weeks, I think we have, 20-some pages of notes. And we started in this thing called, it was Satanic Ritual Abuse. And of all the things that could be known, all the things that we know that are out there, even human trafficking, thank God in the last 6, 7, 8 years, more and more and more, we've seen more jump into the fight to protect and save and help and the healing side of it. I got to mention this today because I think it's important. If you understand the 60s, 70s, 80s, and how we've gotten here today, if you and I can understand that this means that we have had, with the abounding of the sin issue, the satanic stuff, everything else that has been going on, let alone we reap what we sow. We read in Scripture in the book of Galatians that when we go out and we do, you know, get into sin, you do this, you touch the hot stove, you're going to get burnt every time. In relationships and lives, the drug issues, the alcohol, all those things together, in the wrong places and running. And so the world that we live in, it is really kind of dangerous. It is kind of the jungle out there because you don't know who's around the corner, you know. You don't know who's coming in. You ever get in the middle of the night because you think someone's breaking in or somebody's around? That happened last night. And, you know, where I live, that might occur. And you'd think where I live, it doesn't occur, but it occurs all over the place. And that's not, is that as bad as Compton or Chicago or New York and areas? And no, of course not. What about the Sudan? So we think in terms of, and we all want to get along. We all want to live. We all want to, and God gives us things to enjoy life. There's joy. I have joy in a lot of ways. I think one of the greatest is my granddaughter who challenges me. Oh, my goodness. The first thing she wants to do is wrestle this old guy. And that's why I'm working. That's maybe one of the reasons I work out so much anymore, trying to get stronger and better than ever, hopefully. Well, who knows what that's going to turn into. But I'm telling you today that, and this is important for all believers to understand, there are more injured, broken, blinded, captive people than, I think, than ever in history. I mean, obviously, there's more individuals worldwide. There's just simply more people than ever in history. Now, with that issue, there is the other side of that issue is the damages. You know, you go headlong into sin, you will get damaged. You go headlong into the dark side, somewhere down there, Akaldama, like Judas, Satan always uses, he's the user, the great user and abuser. He leaves you in the dust. And so, the world, you know, I live in, I've been out today and I've been around today and I've, got more things to do today. So here we live and breathe and interact with the world around us. But the other side of the story is the facts of what we don't see. Again, reminded that your struggle is not against flesh and blood. So in your prayer time, if you've already put into your prayer time, you know, the massive intercession for the advance of the kingdom, your daily needs, your daily prayers, the things that you're asking for and you're looking for. That's part of what you do. But there's also what you pray against, what you come against. And that's I think at times just, you can't have, I mean, don't have one without the other. Local churches, and we had to step back and realize the body of Christ, Western body of Christ, has failed, has been living in failure in this aspect. If your church prayer time is, you know, 25 seconds, that's a failure. Massive intercession includes, and as we gather together, you know, Acts 4, the raising up of our voices, praying that God's kingdom and his will be done on earth as it has already been done, decided in heaven, pluperfect in the Greek, by the way. And that just means we don't decide God's will. We implement it. We're out here to do the will of God and to pray the advance. God is not willing that none should, you know, that none should perish. That's number one on the list in our prayers, in our churches. If you're in the mission, if you really know the mission and you're serving Jesus and you're doing the His mission, you're going to have His power and His work all over you. That's just simply Mark 16:20. You will live in the experience of Mark 16:20. Now, when I say that, I also want to say that I look at the world that I live in. I think of the audience that I'm speaking to. You, dear folks, some simply because God pursued you and drew you, you think by accident you've been listening, but by God's providence, you've been prayed in. You've been drawn in by the Spirit of God, possibly. And for some, to get saved, to know Jesus, to get saved, to know what it means to have the living Savior in your life, whether you're in China, whether you're in Hong Kong, whether you're in Scotland, whether you're in Berlin, you know, whether you're in Moscow right now, you know, that's the neat thing about being able to speak to you in over 170 nations. But when it comes to the whole of the world, obviously, we're not scratching the surface. That's why the one thing I do pray and ask, the prayers I ask for, that God, and I say, I already know by the Spirit of God how it's worked over the years, how He's worked in me over the years. It's like He prepares and begins to say, and get this ready and get that ready. Because in the beginning, we're talking 50, 60 people. Then it goes to, 500. Then it goes to 5,000. Then it goes to 50,000. Then it goes to hundreds of thousands. And then now all I can say is the Spirit of God is guided. We've got a kind of a synchronized AM stations, and FM, and streams in the satellite systems. But I'm telling you that the door's going to open, and from this broadcast, and I have one thing in my mind. When I think of this, I think I've got to get closer, deeper, broader in the Lord than I've ever been in my life, because I have to have everything He is and all that He has in the salvation and the healing and the deliverance and the restoration. And I just simply happen to believe this. I believe this with every ounce of my being, that signs and wonders and miracles and when God sends angels or earthquakes, all these things I'm talking about is right there in the book of Acts. It happened in the context of this ministry like this, in the proclamation of the gospel. And God is active and God is working. I know that. I've seen it. I've experienced Mark 16:20 for over 40 years on the field. And I've loved it. And there's stories, and we got so much. There's so much to pour out and tell you. It's hard to just in the 1 hour thing we do. So I want to do more. But I think down the road we're going to be speaking to a million people a day, and then more than that. Who knows? But I want you to understand something, that the greatest revivals in human history, and the hundreds of millions are going to be reached, and God's power in healing, astounding healings, restoration, He does it well. God does it really well. It's always on the part of the believer, the church that has gone like Sardis or Laodicea. It's always on the side of the church when things are damped down and nothing's happening. Because, again, you can't do it your way. Your way is not perfect. Your way is not good. His word is perfect. His way is perfect. And thank God that He leads us and guides us, teaches us along the way. Thank God that the Father sharpens us and molds us. And it's all like John 15, where Jesus said, to enable us to do even more works. I believe that signs and wonders glorify Jesus. I believe that miracles and healing and God sending angels and God sending earthquakes, God bringing revivals that strike regions that save, like in the battleship North Carolina, the some conservative estimates I read, over a million people saved in 6 months. So you got to understand, God has great. Is there anyone on the planet that has power like God, compassion like God, love like God? The ability like God, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. There's only one number one. It's not Mr. Biden. It's not, we can blame, say everything to all. It's sad to see a president ignore God and not even bring up his name on the National Day of Prayer. But it's part of the problem here in the United States. It's part of the problem of the new Democrats. The new Democrats, you know, they wanted to vote in their convention, vote God out in their convention, rip God out of the pledge of, you know, all kinds of things. They don't want this. And so I'm saying, and I'm warning Americans also, and around the world, this is even, you know, truer in Marxism and so forth. The spirit of Antichrist, he'll use political ideology. And where you find that, then you have the perversion, you have the open doors to drugs. And so we need a waking up here in the United States. Don't you agree? Is there any amens today to that? We need 50 million believers in churches everywhere praying with power. 50 million believers that are not powerful, that are just spectators, means nothing. Nothing. Pastors, leaders, you can have a full house on a Sunday morning. You can have all the lights on, all the ambiance you want, and all the special things. And if nobody gets saved and nobody gets healed and nobody gets delivered and no believers are standing up to launch out in the mission of Jesus and be filled with the Spirit of God, you have nothing. A lot of wasted time, a lot of wasted space. If you're not in the mission, if you're not doing the mission, if you've forgotten the mission, there's no question you're frustrated and struggling because you have no power, you see no demonstration, and that is not what God designed. God is generous wisdom-wise, James 1. God will give it, but he demands. You got to be a believer. He doesn't give anything to the doubter. You got to read James 1 again. But I'm going to tell you also, the good news is, the other side of the story is, that's why I'm saying evaluate yourself. That's okay. And then stand up and renounce the world, the flesh, the devil, everything that is being an obstruction. Yield totally to Jesus. By faith, yield to him. Say, God, clothe me again. Fill me again. Just pour out the Holy Spirit in and all over me. Pouring any and all of your giftings in me. And I'm going to stand up. I'm going to believe. I'm going to be powerful in my walk with you. I'm going to be powerful in my prayer time with you. I'm going to be powerful in my soul winning. I'm going after souls to win them to Jesus. I'm going to pray for healing everywhere. I'm going to rebuke any demon I come up against or any dark presence I come up against. I'm going to believe you for greater miracles, greater revivals, greater reaching in the world of the hundreds of millions that need to be saved. You do that. Don't wait for anybody else. If we're, you know, here we're going after 10 million fierce. Look at it, 10millionfierce.com. Just look over that someday. We have a page coming up to where you'll click on it. You'll just simply say yes. Count me in. Many of you already written and said that. We've been slow at getting all of our stuff up. And by the way, shifting up all of the, we're missing a few of our pages. We know that. And it's because of the massive change we had to go through in the failure of one of the hosting companies and switching everything we could to a new one. The new one's going to be great. The new websites will be, I believe, incredibly easier to use, and with apps and all that kind of stuff that I've gone as far as I can. We've got outside help on that coming. You're probably saying hallelujah to that. That's a revival in itself, right? So I just today, you know, I've got to do my part. I cannot wait on churches or anybody else because I'm responsible up under the lordship of Jesus. Not only because the calling, and I want to say this, not even because it's just duty. I want to with every ounce of my being. I want to lead everybody to Jesus I can possibly find. You ever see Paul engaging the king in the book of Acts? The king knew. He knew that Paul's trying to lead him to Jesus. And Paul's like, not only you, everyone. That's fine. I don't care. In prisons, on the streets, the bikers, gays, everybody. I don't care who it's been. We even made it known in one area we went to, some of the perpetrators. I'm talking about, I believe, rapists and incest rapists and so forth. And we've been getting all this feedback and all this trouble and threats and stuff. And I said, you know what, they need to go to jail, and then when they go to jail, I'm going to make a commitment. I'm going to go visit them, and I'm going to preach the gospel, because I do believe in forgiveness. I believe that the blood of Jesus forgives the grossest, darkest, dirtiest, ugliest sins, that his blood, that his salvation, that his grace abounds much more. Read Romans 6. But you got to repent. You don't just take God's grace and not repent. God summons a life, the president, the vice president, the rest of them. Repent of abortion. Repent of the drug issues and pushing it. Repent of the perversion issues and pushing it to the forefront. Repent of neglecting God. And then what does that mean? You turn around. You don't just repent and do nothing. You repent and turn to a living Savior. Who if you don't know him, he'll come into your life. Total forgiveness, his presence and power, washing and cleansing, new life, the gift of indestructible immortality. And I mentioned Nancy today. And I only know Nancy from the Zoom meetings, from over the phone, and from interaction by emails. And yet that's my sister in Christ. And now she has seen the King of Glory. It's going to come down to that for all of us one day. Now, as I bring all this out today, I'm going to ask you to do this. If you're a new listener, if you're listening right now, you got the notes, shatterthedarkness.net, the live PDF notes, get those. I'm going to drop back just for a few minutes on page 13. Then we're going to go to the very last page concerning Russia, Dobre Utra, and we're going to engage there. That's all I know. I want to know more of it. I want the Russians to know we love you. I love you. God loves you. God wants revival. That, listen, you know what? In Russia, that none should perish. So may God pour out the Spirit of God. Pour out the Spirit of God to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Pour out the Spirit of God, raise up soul winners. Pour out the Spirit of God and fill up millions of Russians with the Spirit of the Lord, passion for evangelism, passion to the ministry of Jesus. And that ministry is just sheer astounding. I'm just going to read what Jesus came to do. This is very important for all of us. Here's what Jesus said. It was prophesied out of Isaiah about 700 years before he even came. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, that is, those who are without, and everybody's without. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Right? The gospel is the... You ever read this in Romans 1:16? I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's all about God in human flesh. It's all about the love of God. It's all about the immensity of God. I mean, God Almighty in human flesh, the incarnation. Look what he did. He walked on water. Is that it? No. Look what he did with people. Raised the dead. You know, he just washed sin away. And on the cross, the sinless one, Jesus, Father, some of you need to hear this. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. I mean, there are those that are just living arrogantly. You know, in one sense, I want to apologize to the world, but I'm really going before God. I'm going to do the mission, whatever nation I live in. I could live in Scotland. I could live in France, Esperanza, France, when I was there. It was one of the greatest places. I could live in Geneva, Switzerland, where we were. Unbelievable beauty around those mountains and so forth. Or in Germany, or in Poland. I would just hook up with my friend, brother in Christ there, Merrick, and we'd go out winning souls to Jesus, lives to Jesus. That's our mission. What is your mission today? As a believer, and again, the mission is accomplished by, number one, relationship with Jesus, with God, knowing God, and being his will be filled, clothed, inundated with the Spirit of God. Grow deep in the Word of God. Receive the gifts that he has given you. Learn the astounding miraculous in the area of prayer. And that God will do things. And yeah, the world, you know, you got to make sure, you know, tell the world to shut its mouth and to get away, and you're not going to be pulled into serving it and letting it steal from your incredible accomplishments of doing the works of Jesus that you've been designed to do. The world wants to do this. You know, you want to read about the world, the fallen world system? 1 John chapter 5. Look who's in charge. I don't want to serve the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, you know, and the pride of life. That's all doesn't come from the Father. You do that, you lose it all. This system's the good news in that verse in 1 John 2 is that this fallen world system is fading. Now the kingdom of God has entered in. Now the works of the kingdom are going on, and the king is going to return, and the kingdom is going to be, well, under the direct lordship, a thousand-year reign of Jesus coming. Is the Middle East ready for that? It better be. Are you ready for that, the return? Well, here's what we have today. And I could give this assessment. It would take me, you know, but let me just give you this assessment. I've been, you know, I don't want to say this all the time, but I've been actually full-time on the field for over 40 years. And I've got to see a lot, be a lot of places, be in other continents, be other, you know, on the streets, be at the bars, be, you know, anywhere, universities, you know, just so many things. And I don't think I've scratched the surface of all that God wants me to do. I've seen God do astounding things. I've seen demons tremble at his name, cast out in his name. I've seen people that actually got healed right in front of my eyes. I've seen revivals. I've seen and been in church where the Spirit of God comes in great power and force and just thrust a local church or area into revival. Astounding. And here's what I know. The world and the flesh and the devil want to tell you how bad it is, and that and wants you to be, you know, just inundated by that oppressiveness of the world, flesh, and the devil, and that it's all over. That's the big lie of Satan. He's here. He's doing his stuff. It's all over. You know, Christians, just sit back and wait till you're raptured out of here. Let me help you very clearly. You do that, and you're disobeying the mission, the Jesus, the Lord that saved you. Don't listen to darkness, the devil, or backslidden believers. Listen to the Spirit of the Lord. Listen to the word of Jesus. When Jesus said, "I am with you always," that means inseparably, consciously, unbroken, I'm with you always to the very end of the age. He's here to be operative. The mission of Jesus is going to be carried to the very day we're out of here. And whether that, like Nancy's out of here now, she's at rest, peace, joy, paradise. Today you shall be with me in paradise. Remember the words Jesus gave to the thief that got saved? That's pretty, only he can do that. I mean, the transhumanists and the artificial intelligence people and all the, neuro folks. There's so much that people are trying to do because they know it needs to be fixed. And there's great accomplishments to help other people, but you can't do what God does. There's no one, the transhumanist, there's no one. Lucifer, are you kidding me? A fallen cherub, corrupted. He doesn't even have the ability to become God, capital G, himself. God, capital G, Yahweh Adonai, has no beginning. No ending, immeasurable, unceasing, the immensity, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, all those things. And all that is seen in Jesus. And here Jesus comes to the world that, you know, we did this to all the abused listening, to all the SRAs listening, to all those who have been torn apart by the world, the flesh of the sins of people, and the devil himself. You got to hear this. It's their fault. It's our fault. We did this collectively. We shoved God out. All have sinned and fallen short. The wages of sin is death. Sin is very destructive and can be very operative through humans. Look what sin can do through humans. Look what Satan and demons can do through humans. That's why so many victims want out. They've seen the ugliness of the depths of sin and the forefront. Literally, in a real sense, the faces of the demons and Satan through the so-called elitists glorying in their sexual abuse of children, their abuse of young people. Yeah, how big is that? Scumbags. Chapter 4 in Luke's Gospel 17, the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. When he had unrolled the scroll, he found the place where it was written. Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal. He's been sent. Hey, churches, hey, pastors, hey, leaders, hey, elders, theologians, all Christians, Jesus was sent. He's been sent to heal the broken, Greek word, broken into pieces. Those who've been traumatized and damaged, their own sins, the sins of others, the devil's work, they've been broken. So Jesus has been sent to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance, being totally set free to the captives. You think you're captive? There's only one that can set you free completely. Captive to drugs, captive to sin, captive to addictions, captive to demons. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may God stretch out his hand, deliver you today. May God stretch out his hand to deliver you, destroy. We command demons, release the people in Jesus' name. We pray that God would pour the Spirit of the Lord over all of Russia. Great deliverance, healing the brokenhearted, delivering the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. I love Jesus. Let all of the folks know, let all of the place people in the places of power know, let all the maguses and mages and all the, let them know this today. I love the Lord Jesus. I know him. Do you? He summons you. Repent of the darkness. Come out of the darkness. He knows what dwells in darkness. God summons you, the perpetrators, you hiding in the shadows, you. May God stretch out his hand, bring great disruption to your life. Great disruption, great destruction of the demonic stuff. May God rip open the underground as never before in history. May he rip open that underground and expose it as never before in history. May God just absolutely rip open the curtains of demons and your shielding and your power and all that you do to hide, whether in Boston or Erie or any city or around the world, Bohemian Grove, those castles everywhere, the underground, the dumbs. I mean, the real stuff, Ezekiel 8, what God knows, he willed to expose. If you understand Ezekiel 8 and that exposure that God brought of the wicked, unrepentant perpetrators, it was because he was not acknowledging he's going to, his judgment's coming to end them, decimate them, stop them. So let me say to the officers and the feds and everybody else, let me say to those that are out there helping, do you know that God wants to stop the perpetrators? Do you understand that God sees the satanic ritual abusers, the human traffickers, the drug scum pimps as abominations? Those arrogant, that don't stop, that are racking up the damage to life after life after life after life after life. I thank God for every officer and cop everywhere that has it in them. I know many of them that has it in them that they're called by God to bear the sword and the evil doer the right thing. Now, the devil doesn't want that to happen, all right? He wants to bring all kinds of confusion in this. That's part of what the sin Satan scenario is. That's part of the confusion and chaos and everything. That's why you got to stay sharp in Jesus, very sharp in your walk, very centered and clear in your walk and what to do and what not to do. So, having said that, I asked you earlier to go to page 13 in the notes. I just want to remind you something because I'll spend probably 30 minutes on that last page so far. Now, I'm going to add pages next week to this. I will add even more pages to this, broadening it. I have an upcoming five-day thing. I think it's going to be 5 days. We're going to dig deep into memory and to toxic memory and to memory located in personalities when people are split up and covered memories and repressed. You know, what's true, what's not? Can Jesus go back? Reach deep down from 30 years ago and pull up toxic memory that's deep down there still affecting, still festering, and utterly, completely heal it. Page 13 on the notes, I want to remind you, our God is an awesome God. Four things completely right here. All the answers are in him. He does have all the answers. Listen, as a believer in Jesus, 46 years walking with Jesus, I know that in walking with Jesus and growing in Jesus, that he's operative in me to perfect what he began. He began a good work, Philippians 1:6. He wants to carry it on to perfection to the very day of Jesus. So I'm grateful for that. I could tell you after 46 years of knowing Jesus, the word, you know, all that we've studied and all that we've got to do, I'm like diving into the ocean of the depth of his word. And it never ends. The study of it never ends. The joy of it, the life of it, the insight of it, and him. And, you know, when I do get there, I'll sit down. Maybe I'll get to talk to Michael the Archangel. Maybe, you know, ultimately, that's, you know, I got a lot of things to do. You got a lot of things to do. I really do. I know that. There's certain things I prayed concerning my own life. I really, you know, if you read in 1 Peter, God made it known to him when the soon leaving of the body. So there's a sense, I'm going to be here for, you know, I could have a broken leg here or a thing here or that, but you know, you get up and you drag it out, you know, get up again, you get up again, you get up again, you adjust things again, you go again. That's the good news. You know, I found out too, especially in the Psalms, but anywhere in the Word of God, it's all alive. This is where he's speaking through it always. He's speaking. Anybody, you open the Bible and just start reading, he's speaking. Spirit of God's there to help you if you're a believer. If you're not a believer and you're a searcher, go to the Gospel of John, and you'll find out that he has pursued you, and he'll lead you right to the point where you know what to do, to believe on the name of the Lord Jesus, renounce all the sin, Satan, all that stuff, and turn to him. John's Gospel chapter 7 for some of you searchers. John's Gospel chapter 7 for some of you in your offices. Military offices. You need to look there and see the most astounding invitation Jesus gives. I'm going to tell you right now all the answers. He has all the answers. Now, there's, you know, all these years and years and years of being a believer, I've had friends and people and a prophetic gifting around people that have words and things. And so, I mean, God uses people. God uses sermons. God uses, obviously, his word daily. If you know the availability of the word of God daily. I mean, why is there such an, you know, why there's such a neglect is the world. The world keeps sucking. If the world's sucking you in constantly again and again and again, can I say it? Is it okay to say it? It's kind of an indictment on the weakness that's still within us. You have the power of God. The fruit of the Spirit involves self-control. You've not been given the spirit from the world, the spirit of bondage, of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind, a power to discipline. You know spiritual discipline is powerful? It can keep you consistent in your walk. It can keep consistent in hearing. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. That's God trying to wake us up. It's not that he's not speaking. We're not listening. Our ears are clogged with the world. Our ears are clogged with other things. Your ears are clogged with complaining, and your ears are clogged with worries and contemplations, and the enemy is sending you thoughts and arrows, and, you know, shut it all down. Be still and know that he is God. You ever get to Psalm chapter 5, verse 3? Chapter 5, verse 3, I know that by my own failure of, you know, the morning is the best time to engage with God before you do anything else. In the Word, in prayer. I know some people think start with 5 minutes. No, start with a half hour. Start with that. You want to draw near? Do you want to have him just, do you really want to be just soaked, filled, manifesting his presence? Do you really want to get in there? Verse 3, O Lord, in the morning you will hear my voice. In the morning I will direct my prayer to you, and I will watch expectantly. There is an expectation there. Because God is faithful. So I'm going to say again, page 13 of the notes, all answers are in him. Ask, you'll receive. Seek, you'll find. Knock, the door will be open. James chapter 1, if you lack wisdom, ask God who gives generously. But you must believe. Just come in faith. Can't please him otherwise. You come to him in faith that he is, that he's a rewarder. You're going to be rewarded. Shameless persistence in pursuing God in prayer is always rewarded, blessed. I'm going to tell you again, you're going to get great answers. You're going to get tremendous. You've been designed, God designed believers not to be in the third grade for 30 years of your life. He's designed you to grow deeper, broader, wider, stronger spiritually. Weapons of our warfare are mighty through God in the pulling down of strongholds. The authority, just the sheer God, the Holy Spirit. The spirit of prayer and supplication is in you and all over you as a believer. Not like the cheap Satanists and the cheap Luciferians that have demons. The blood they've shed only binds them to that and binds them to hell and binds them to the lost, fallen, the fallen cherub himself. You know, it just binds in, you know, damnation, the wrath of God. I mean, you can look at the future for all the victims of SRA. There's a great verse in the seven seals, and if you look at 6 and 7, you're going to see God unveiling what all those Luciferians are going to do when Jesus begins to show his face. I mean, when Jesus just, when the rumblings, when there's just that showing of the face of the Lamb of God. Then the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the commanding officers and the strong and everyone. That is, in this prophetic picture of Revelation 6:15, it's all about the elitists that embrace the spirit of Antichrist, the Antichrist himself. They're part of it all. And I'm guaranteeing you that every one of the satanic elitists are here, thinking they've got it all. Here's what God says, seventh or sixth seal. Here's the sixth seal. Then the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the commanding officers and the strong and everyone, slave and free, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks and the mountains. Mr. Biden, Mrs. Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Nadler, modern-day Democrats. Is this you? I'm honestly asking the question. Really want to be godless? You want God out? What about your life? What about your children? The sixth seal reveals something concerning the arrogant, concerning the Satan embracers. You know what they say? You know what these arrogant, godless, God-rejecting individuals say? They hide themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains. They said to the mountains and rocks, they don't have anywhere else to go. You think Satan's going to help them? You think Lucifer's going to help them now? Verse 16, in the future. And they said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who can stand? Who can prevail? Who can handle it? Hey, Luciferians, hey, Maguses, sorcerers, all the, you know, those that tap in every once in a while. You ready to tap out of the Hell's Kitchen? You ready to get out? You know that the demons themselves will fight you and hurt you, right? When they try to get out, when they want to, they want to embrace it all. Let me read you something. Russian black magic, quote, before you appeal to the prince of darkness, you must decide what exactly you want from him. Satan does not like it when desires change like the weather or when some very clever mage is trying to bargain for profit. In addition, mages must have a solid track record in order to appeal to him. In turn, a person who has decided on such a desperate act must absolutely trust his master, referring to Satan, the devil, and believe in all his encompassing power and might. That's out of a person who knows dark powers, knows the Prince of Darkness, writing about it. It's coming out of a book called Russian Black Magic, in which a practitioner acknowledges, if you give yourself to Satan and try to get out, he's going to rip you to shreds. I've heard that from many, many Many SRAs over the years, when they're coming out, they've seen this happen. Let me read to you. I'm just reading to you. I'm just a little bit. I'm reading to you someone who's an experienced practitioner into the dark powers. And here's what they say and confess. Quote, a contract with the devil is considered indestructible. You should not even try to outwit the Prince of Darkness and look for loopholes so as to avoid fulfillment of certain conditions. The dark forces never forgive someone who reneges. The retribution will be swift and very cruel. Various Christian legends of people who made an agreement with the devil and then successfully deceived him and set out on a path of righteousness are completely worthless. See, they don't like that. Those that are in the dark powers, those who are serving the dark powers, those who are interacting with the dark powers, they don't like it when one leaves. Satan hates it when he's deceived somebody so deep, so wide, and you know, that's why, like Saul of Tarsus, and I'm saying that believers and all SRA people that know this worldwide right now massively aim your prayers to strike the perpetrators, to strike the elitists, to strike the Illuminati, to strike the Luciferian himself. There are some, I believe, God will engage so powerfully, though they are so deep in dark power, so they are so deep in the doo-doo of Hell's Kitchen, they fear to get out. Let me read what a practitioner in a book called Russian Black Magic says. Quote, in practice, not one person, not even the most experienced mage, like you're talking about one of the most powerful, like sorcerer, magus, a mage, not even one, this person's saying, not even one has succeeded in outwitting Satan. And I'm going to agree that when you're lost and Satan has taken you captive to his will, and though there are those perpetrators that believe in all of it, they, you know why some of them keep believing it? Because they know if they think or try to get or move a different direction, they'll be torn to pieces by the dark side. The only deliverance is in the Lord Jesus. Every demon, every magus is ever engaged trembles at the name Jesus. They don't want his name uttered. They don't want a scripture read. They don't want to know about the blood of the Lamb. But I'm telling you right now that by God's astounding saving power that none should perish. We pray today. All of us praying today that God will save the perpetrators, drug lords, pimp traffickers, and all them, that God will reach into the White House and bring people to their knees, that God will pour out such power and visit, like the king of Babylon with a dream given by God. He couldn't handle it. All the answers are in him. It's page 13 of your notes. No surprise in God. There's nothing out there, nothing that's going on, nothing that's happening that surprises God. He's way ahead of everybody. Number three, the Father sharpens you. John 15, just mark it down. Number four, miracles. You got to believe biblically. Now, again, reject the fleshly, mocked up, manufactured stuff that you see sometimes. That's just stupid. Immediately discern, counterfeit, rebuke it, expel it. But I'm telling you right now, believe in the great signs, wonders, and miracles and extraordinary miracles of God. You know why? They glorify Jesus. They help get people saved. They help light up the church. They help bring triumph over the dark side. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or imagine, according to his power that's work within us. Number five in the notes, point five on that page 13. Destroying satanic mutation. Let me just say it again. There is nothing Satan can do that God cannot undo in Christ. Let me add this. Gloriously. Wonderfully. Out of the darkness into the light isn't a little thing. It is massive. Out of darkness and hellbound, saved, and the gift of eternal life. That's everything. Do you have it? Number six, healing inside and out. Number seven, restoration. Now, with the time, and I got 3 minutes to tell you this, I'm telling the Russians this, I'm telling all of us this, I'm saying as the Chinese millions and millions of believers are praying for their nation and others need to be praying for their nation, may God wake up America to have 50, 60, 80 million believers, massive, constant, mission-oriented prayers and service to Jesus. It needs to happen now. But let me just read to you the Hudson Taylor prophetic vision. This is once on a furlough to England, 1855. Taylor was preaching when suddenly he stopped. Great missionary. Everybody knows about this, the integrity of this great missionary. He stood speechless for a time with his eyes closed, and when he began to speak again, he explained, "I have seen a vision. I saw this vision of a great war that encompasses the world. I saw this war recess and then start again, actually being two wars. After this, I saw much unrest and revolts that will affect many nations. I saw in some places spiritual awakening. In Russia, I saw there will come a general, all-encompassing national spiritual awakening so great that there could never be another like it. From Russia, I saw that the awakening spread to many European countries. Then I saw an all-out awakening followed by the coming of Christ." I love it. I utterly, absolutely love it. To the Russians, we pray. We're joining in prayers. God is not willing that anybody perish. And if there's anybody working to get people saved, it is God. If any dead Christian, any spectator Christian, any subnormal Christian, you want to come out of that, step out of it right now under the Lordship of Jesus. Repent of that junk Christianity and come to the living Savior, living God, presence of Jesus in and through you and his power, the Spirit of God guiding you. Mission to reach the world. Go to every single creature, the scripture demands. Jesus calls. God is not willing that anybody perish. Not the Russians. Not you intel folks. May God, Father, stretch out your hands. Ignite. Ignite believers to believe and pray for the revivals. The astounding, greater than ever in 2,000 years revivals. And the sheer numbers of people, Europe, Russia, God, stretch out your hands. Scotland and England and the rest, and don't let darkness, don't let the anti-Christ spirit in your nation try to tell you who you serve and what's real and what's not. In the name of Jesus, reject that. We rebuke the spirit of Antichrist. We rebuke the demonic lies. We stand up under the throne of Jesus, the throne of God. And God, just right now, stretch out your hands to save people. Save people right now. You come to Jesus and get saved right now. God, right now, save and just pour out the, stretch out your power, your hand, and heal individual bodies, the broken, those broken with extraordinary miracle. Deliver individuals from demons and by your power and your authority, Lord Jesus, right now. Bring extraordinary works and miracles. Bring sign and wonder, whatever is necessary, wherever this is being heard. I just pray. Grip hearts, grip lives. To the glory of Jesus. To the salvation of lives. To the good. To the destruction of radical evil. This is the Ragged Edge Radio broadcast. Keep us in your prayers. Keep us in support. Thank you deeply. Hey. Hey, it's really true. I love you deeply in Christ. Good night.